Hi, this is Lisa with Inspire to Thrive. Today's podcast is about deleting old content to supercharge your SEO on your blog or website. If you've had your site up for several years and you haven't been updating content or deleting old content, you really would want to consider doing that to really up your SEO. I've been working on a project for 7 months, forming more content clusters of topics around one topic. So there's like 10 blog posts about one topic, another 10 about another topic. Those are called clusters. And as I was doing this, I realized there was a lot of old content on the site that really wasn't relevant to any of my clusters. Not only that, some of the content really wasn't helpful anymore, being a decade old. So I started to delete, and I would redirect a 301 redirect to newer content that made sense. If it didn't make sense, I wouldn't even do a redirect. I would just delete. So you may be wondering how to decide what kind of content to delete. So I have a little story for you. I really struggled with some of the old content on the site because creating the blog posts over a decade ago, they were like your babies. You know, you took a lot of time to come up with the content, come up with the graphics or videos that went along with the blog post. There was one in particular. It was about doing laundry and how I wrote a eulogy for my mom after she passed away 10 years ago. And I think the blog post was really therapeutic for me. But after rereading it, I realized it really wasn't helpful to the readers. You know, I used the angle that blogging helped me to write it, which it really did. I don't know that I could have done it if I hadn't been blogging. But it didn't seem like it was helpful to the readers. It really didn't fit into any of my clusters, so I ended up deleting it. Of course, I do have the eulogy, you know, in paper saved, etc., if I ever want to go back to read it. But having it on the blog post just didn't seem to make sense. And then there was another one about Moray, my techie. And that post was even older. I had done an interview with him. He's from Sri Lanka. So it was a very interesting interview. And I hesitated deleting it. And one morning after taking that hot shower, you know, when you come up with a bunch of ideas, an idea popped into my head. I thought, why don't I share it as him as a resource for other bloggers? So that's what I did. I turned it into a post to help other bloggers if they have technical difficulties with their WordPress, getting things going, Google Analytics, etc., that they could use his services. So that's how I turned that old blog post into a repurposed post over 10 years, like 11 years. So that was a big update. So that's generally what I do. I have almost 700 blog posts. So this has been going on for about 7 months, and I've been looking at my analytics. I've been noticing them going way up, making money through some affiliate marketing. It was kind of very exciting. And I took a look back at the year, and I could see exactly when I started the process. It was a steady, slow increase, and then it really picked up in this past month and a half. When I first started, I was getting about, on a good day, 500 visits a day. And now I'm up to almost 2,000 visits a day. So it's almost quadrupled the traffic to the site. And again, it's also given me some affiliate money as another income stream. So that's why I wanted to get on the podcast today and help other bloggers to realize to let go of that old content because it's not helping your SEO. Unless you can update it, make it relevant, fit into your cluster topics, then you can, you know, go ahead and do the update. And on the updates, I've met with several other bloggers helping them on some projects. And a lot of bloggers don't realize this. You can change the date. You want the blog post to go back on that homepage because what it does, it repings the feed if you have a blog feed, which you should. So having the blog feed, it repings it. So for me, that means a couple things. It gets sent out to different areas with the ping. I used to use Triber. I haven't been able to with the Twitter API change, but if you're still on there, if you haven't tried to reconnect, it'll come back there as a brand new post. I use Missing Letter to share my content from the blog. And having that feed pinged, it puts it right back there. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is do a few clicks. Boom, I got the content out for 6 months or a year, however long I want to put it out there for. So it's really a fabulous way. More than just, I mean, it's great for the SEO, but it also helps you get your content back out there quicker and easier. So make sure that when you do the update, you can schedule. I usually schedule like for the, if I'm doing it at 5:01, I'll schedule it for 5:02, especially if it's something that people might be reading. You don't want to have a broken link or have them go to a place where they can't see it. So as long as you do it a minute, you can do a couple minutes, but I usually do just a minute now and it works. It goes right back to the front page. Now, depending on your settings, you may just need to do update and it will do that. So really have to take a look at your settings. I'm going to see if I can maybe do a video on that because I have four sites that I manage. And one of them, I'm able to do it just the update and it puts it back on the front page with the correct date, where all the other sites I have to schedule. So just a little caution there depending on how your settings are. So that's really what I wanted to, you know, let bloggers out there know, that don't be afraid to get rid of the old content. You know, it really builds your credibility if you have the most up-to-date and relevant information on your blog when visitors arrive to read something. And it helps you stay, you know, ahead of your competitors as well if you've got the most relevant information. It also gives you that long-term benefit with the SEO. And it really does make a difference in the rankings. And if you don't update and you have, you know, this really old content, it'll drag your site down. So just to be aware of that as well. And again, it helps with the index and because of the crawl efficiency and index in that Google does on the sites. So that's something I wanted to mention as well on updating content. So I hope this has been helpful. And, you know, just if you feel overwhelmed by it, you know, set up a schedule, maybe just do one a week or two a week. You know, find the time that you can go ahead and do the updates and make that content better. Also, I found some of them being a little bit longer helped. So those are tips to supercharge your SEO today. Thank you for listening. Take care.